Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with the author of a new biography of Ronald Reagan, Max Boot, his life and legend. The father, in the low point of his life in 32, has a job as an administrator of welfare for the New Deal in late 33. Jack is a troublesome person, but at the same time, he has his moments, as men who are suffer with addiction do. And he became very prominent in the town because he was the person to go to for money or loans. At the same time, his son is developing into a bright young football star at Eureka College, who's in love with a young woman whose father is a pastor, the Cleavers. What do we need to know about his early romance with the Cleavers, Max?
Well, Margaret Cleaver, whom he always called Muggs, was his steady girlfriend throughout high school and college. And part of the reason why he, in fact, attended Eureka College was to be with Margaret, who went to college there. And they were passionately in love. They were engaged to be married. Reagan thought he would spend his whole life with her. And then after graduation, they moved apart, and he was crushed when she returned his engagement ring, and she had made a trip to Europe and fell in love with this American diplomat in Europe who eventually left the Foreign Service, became a lawyer, and they settled in happy anonymity in Richmond, Virginia. And of course, Reagan went on to greater glory. But Margaret was very influential with him, and so was her father, the Reverend Cleaver. He was almost like a surrogate father to Dutch Reagan, and he had a series of surrogate fathers. And the Reverend Cleaver obviously was a pillar of the community, somebody who was obviously very religious. And I think, you know, along with Reagan's mother, he helped to infuse Reagan with some of his faith, provided, you know, much needed ballast for him in dealing with the storms occasioned by his alcoholic father.
Dutch Reagan can tell stories. Dutch Reagan has a magnificent voice for telling stories. It's compelling. It welcomes you. And this is a young man, and he turns to radio, which we're on right now, Max.
Yes.
He loved radio right away. It was his favorite modality. Why? What did he see in it?
Well, remember that in the early 1930s, I mean, Reagan graduated from college in 1932. At that time, that was the pre-television age. Radio was the mass communications medium along with movies. And Reagan's ultimate goal was to get into the movies because he was a pretty successful actor in high school and in college and in his high school and college drama clubs. But, you know, for a poor boy graduating from a tiny college in the Midwest in the height of the Great Depression, you know, going to Hollywood was as remote as going to the moon. He had no idea of how to get there. And so, but he very shrewdly figured out that while there were no movie studios in the Midwest, there were a lot of radio stations. And so he decided to take out that this would be an outlet for his theatrical talents. And he wound up getting a job at a radio station in Davenport, Iowa. And very soon he was so successful that he was transferred to a much larger and more powerful station in Des Moines, where he became known throughout the Midwest as Dutch Reagan, the voice of the Chicago Cubs and the White Sox. He became a very successful sportscaster. This was like, you know, the 1930s version of ESPN. He became a regional person of renown and was doing very successfully in the height of the Great Depression, even before he moved to Hollywood.
He also had a talent of being able to tell a story without actually seeing the game. It's a magical story that I remember being told early on when I first dealt with Ronald Reagan as an actor. Growing up in the 50s and 60s, he was on movies, a famous movie, sometimes with Errol Flynn. in the Second War, very heroic figure, not what you'd call a dark leading man, somebody capable of Flynn to being self-centered. He was always sunny, even especially on in Hollywood. And let's go right to Hollywood. He was B-list at Warner's. What did that mean, Max?
Well, in those days, there were A-list pictures and B-list pictures. The A-list pictures, as the name implies, were the ones that cost the most, had the biggest stars, the best production. Those were the kind of the headlining pictures. But, you know, and this is really taking us back to a long lost era of movie going. But, you know, in the 30s and 40s, people would go to their local movie house, and not just to see one picture. They would see a newsreel, and they would see a cartoon, and they would see a B-list picture or a short, and then they would see the A picture. And so the B pictures were the much cheaper, hokier, shorter fare that the studios churned out release along with their more expensive pictures. And Reagan initially started out in these B pictures. And he did, for example, a series of pictures playing brass Bancroft, treasury agent, T-Man, which I would not recommend to anybody. I watched those movies, and they're pretty horrifically bad, especially to anybody who's used to, you know, the current level of production from the movie industry. I mean, the special effects were so hokey, so cheap, but people liked it in the late 1930s. It provided an escape from their own troubles. And, you know, people would just go and spend an evening at the movies, and often watching Ronald Reagan in the dark.
The movie career pays well, and he's doing extremely well. I think he moves his parents out to Hollywood. Takes very good care of them. His father died in 41. His mother lived into the 60s. His brother Neil is also in Hollywood as an actor and then eventually as an agent. So Ronald Reagan is very responsible to his family. And he's a young, very handsome actor, recognized by the fan magazines. And he meets another young actor, actress, who will be determinative of his opinion of himself. Her name, Jane Wyman. Born 1917, 21 years old when they first met at the Warner Brothers commissary. The story is that she asked him to sit at her table and flirted with him. She later said she liked him right away. But it wasn't until they did a movie together in 1938 about the Virginia Military Institute, Brother Rat, that they became a couple. The courtship was too long for Jane Wyman, and there is the story that she overdosed on pills and was hospitalized, an event, it is said, that led to their engagement in November 1939. "We hope to stay married forever," was Jane Wyman's remark to a reporter, and their marriage in January 1950. When we come back, the Wyman-Reagan marriage, as long as it lasts. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.